Or like if you know someone that had their appendix taken out, you say you have had an attack of
appendicitis.
Right. And then you know, like,
have you ever heard of that called cramp colic?
Have their panic, right. What is that called?
Or maybe locked the bowels.
And then like you would say,
no,
I had
what not attack.
Well, they some people, you know, call it
like it's appendix, but
and then like when a kid, you know, can't hold his food, you'd say he has. You know, like when he's sick and he can't, you hold his food, and sick on his stomach, but, you know, what is that calling when his food comes up?
Vomiting.
Any other word for that, maybe?
Vomiting.
What about a more crude term than vomit?
Have you ever heard of that called cramp colic?
Throwing out.
Throwing out?
Yeah. Lock the bowel.
Have you ever heard cascade? Can you refer to as that?
And then like when a kid, you know, can't hold
his Have you ever heard blow his lunch?
No. What is that called, bro?
Probably from New York. Oh, that's funny.
Are these terms that are just southern terms or terms from all over the United
No, this is the linguistic atlas. Some people in the South have said this, maybe like in Mississippi, as a crude term. Well, puke and heave up and barks. You know, they're you know, like people, you know, just giving those type of terms. But, you know, they're, I guess, less formal people than Mississippi is. I mean, like, I would say upchuck and puke. And, yeah, I've heard all that stuff. You know, I would say.
Well, I've heard upchuck, but I've just never used it.
I wouldn't. I've never heard blow lunch. That's ridiculous. Oh, goodness.
Well, I guess you do. But never heard it.
That,
I wonder where that comes from.
That's crude. That's crude.
That's crude. That's real. I must come from the blacks.
I was
going to try to watch.
Well, let's see. Okay, like if a person threw up, you would say he is sick. Sick what? You know, like
I say sick on his stomach.
Yeah.
I've never heard the little one.
Okay, like if you're your sister-in-law, you heard some news, you know, and like you know, she hardly got the news, you know, she would come right over to what?
Tell me.
Okay, like if someone was supposed to come over and he doesn't come, you'd say, I
was disappointed. Was glad.
Yeah. I like it. Okay, like if you invite somebody to come and see you this evening and you want to tell them you'll be, and you tell them you'll be disappointed if he doesn't come, you say, now if you don't come, I what?
I'll be disappointed if you don't come.
If you and your husband are both going to be glad to see someone, you say, we, what, will be glad to see you?
We both will be glad to see you.